Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Dr. Sylvan Spooner, recent PhD graduate in history from the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, May 5, 1905, the government of Barbados received news of the pending repatriation of 113 destitute Barbadians from British Guiana. Early as the 1840s and throughout the 19th century, thousands of Barbadians had migrated to British Guiana in effort to improve their standard of living. Although many, under trying circumstances, were able to achieve this goal, a significant number of Barbadians fell on hard times. In this correspondence, the government secretary of British Guiana, Sir Charles Cox, informed the Barbadian colonial secretary, Sir William Nigs, that 113 Barbadians, a number which consisted of both men and women of all ages, had been confined to the almshouse at Demerara pending repatriation. The reasons for this repatriation, a mere euphemism for deportation, were clear. According to Cox, they had, quote, through a lack of means and being without friends or relatives in this colony, have become chargeable upon this government and are now inmates of the almshouse in this island, unquote. Sir Charles, in advancing the interests of the British Guiana government, proposed that these Barbadians be sent back to Barbados and placed in the care of their families, or if this was not at all possible, placed in the almshouses within their respective parishes. Sir Charles stated that of the 113 Barbadians, 30 were unable to travel due to age or infirmity, while the remaining 83, who were selected for repatriation, had been examined by a physician and were deemed fit to travel. He further proposed that these destitute Barbadians be repatriated to their homeland either on a single vessel or in groups of 20 based on their parish of destination. While the news of this impending repatriation on this day, May 5, 1905, forced the Barbadian authorities to find accommodation in an already crowded almshouse complex, it did not diminish the excitement of those who were on their way to Panama in search of better employment opportunities.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.